Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Fucked up, this is what they want, what they don't even care now, they were well aware.
on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Hussein, I know what I do. Just by your look, keep on taking shots and never read a book. Just listen, just watch and listen. I work for the NWO. People didn't you know it's going down. We gon' beat the world like judo. You know what I mean. So you get drunk and pretend it's a dream. So I made up a lie. Now I start World Wars and they're all by my side. We wanna take all your lives. The deficit got bigger. You already knew what to figure. Had him looking at the president like, oh, that nigga. Blame it on the news, never tells the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. To the elitists popping bottles with the blood inside a cup, screaming money ain't a thing, cause they make it all up. Just die, I hope you die. And to my revolutionaries who can see the truth is scary, but we'll fight until you're buried in the cemetery. Hold your head high, just hold your head high. You can blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the
in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
The Beverly Hillbilly.
There you go, the Beverly Hillbillies. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Ron Rick, on the Ron Rick Show, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am having some technical difficulties with this piece of shit Samsung Droid bullshit telephone tonight. So if I lose you, I'm sorry, but I will do the best I can to stick with you through the whole broadcast. Anyway, hey, I'm glad to see everybody here tonight. I'm here. Here I am. anyway, I want to welcome everybody here. Glad to see you all. Excuse me, but it's been one hell of a day. It's Monday, the first day of the week, and it sucks always, as usual, Monday, Monday, Monday. But I'm here, I'm alive, and can't say well because psychiatrists call you a liar. anyway, besides that, I guess I better get my co-host in here and see how she's doing tonight, all right? So here we go, it's Wednesday from Hello, Auntie. How are you doing tonight, sweetie?
Hello, Ron. I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Miserable.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, too.
This phone is
pardon
a piece
me?
Of shit. My phone's a piece of shit.
Okay.
I tried to call in the Georgia show earlier, and it locked up. It wouldn't let me in. It wouldn't take a password. It wouldn't even... I played with it, took the battery out, put the battery back in, took the battery out, put the battery back in, finally got to open up.
Oh, good.
I just replaced it. I don't know, it's been goofy all day long. I don't know what's wrong with the thing. I just replaced the battery the other day in this thing. You know, I thought that was a problem. Apparently not. I think the issue.
Oh, yeah. You did say you had to get a new battery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not even really a year old yet. It's a piece of shit. I hate it. So I'm going to have to go probably look for a new one. Ain't that nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what.
Give me one. Go ahead.
I'm leaving everything on you tonight.
Okay. Are you not feeling well? Are you tired?
Yeah.
Well, just kick back, meet yourself out, and go along for the ride. You know me.
Yeah.
I can turn this into a sane asylum in a heartbeat. You know how I work.
I know. You know, I had invited someone to last night's show. First time they've ever been here. And I got an email from them today. Which was...
They asked you if you're out of your mind?
Pardon me?
Did they go on the Ron Rick show? Did they ask you if you're out of your mind to invite them to this show?
No, they just, you know, was... You know, I want to. They just found the show was really disrespectful.
It is.
Yeah, well, you know, people speaking over top of each other and everything else, and
right.
You know, they made a suggestion. You know, when people, when you know, each person has finished their thought. Or, you know, their comment, you know, for them to say complete as they do once
right.
they're on your show. So that way
right.
others can speak. But, you know, and I appreciate that. But it just was, some things that happened last night was just uncalled for. And
yes,
I really did not appreciate
true.
That at all.
Right. Yeah, I got a lot of control for a minute there. You know, I think I even spoke explaining that it does not work. And getting mad does not help the issue we're trying to discuss. That's the problem.
Yes.
But people get combative over such simple things. I mean, they're not really simple things I give you, but right now we're trying to discuss these issues and try to come up with a solution if we can. Or whatever power we have ourselves to get it to fix, you know, to fix it ourselves. Because nobody
mm-hmm.
else is fixing it for us. That's for damn sure. We know that. And that's what the whole point of this whole format is, to try to figure it out. And I welcome everybody. I mean, I want to hear some, you know, other people's input, but I don't want to turn it into an argumentative thing. It's not. We're not here to argue. We're not in trial, you know.
Yeah.
If a person doesn't like what you say, then they just need to come up with research and bring it back with the argumentative ways. I don't like
yeah.
it. You know.
I just don't want to get nasty. And I just said, you know, all right, I'm tired. I'm, you know, had better days. And, you know, I did something foolish today. I picked up something I shouldn't have picked up, and I'm paying the cost for it.
You are a glutton for punishment. You're your worst enemy.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you dearly.
I got fussed at by my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter told me, Grandma, next time you want a case of water, I'll pick it up. I'll carry it. You know, how are you going to carry a case of water, child? You know, then my son's fussed, and, you know, then my grandson came and he had to give his little 2 cent, too.
Mm-hmm. And now you just got it from me, too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, did anybody call in to Chew Antoinette for picking up anything?
You know what? Don't y'all
helpful.
Do that. Don't y'all do that, because Antoinette's not in the mood. Y'all don't want to hear me when I'm really, like, not in, you know.
Don't
it's best
don't
for Antoinette
stress.
Just to be silent.
Antoinette,
I know.
I'm
Antoinette's
going to
be silent. I know.
Relax, baby, relax. Don't get all uptight and get yourself all
I'm not
up.
Going to. I'm truly not. I am not going to do that. And from Iggy's blog, Iggy has sent in a lot. She did a lot of postings today. Iggy, you were busy. I think I got about 7-10 of your blogs today. You were very busy. and all this morning. So for anyone who has not signed up for Iggy's blogs, you really should do that. She has some very valuable information.
Well, I should be horsewhipped then, because I'm not.
Yes, and she put it, the link in there last night. Iggy, could you put your link in there again, please, for your blogs? But you really do need to sign up for her blogs. Iggy has always done wonderful blogs. You know, she has for years. Hers
okay.
is for WordPress.
Okay.
No, Iggy, I like them just the way how they come, and that's great.
You run them down once a week.
Yeah, I think you must have did about 10 today, Iggy, and Golf Dog is also one of them. Yes, because Golf Dog, I also got one of yours also. So they are, okay, Ron, you see her?
Yeah, I see it now. Uh-huh.
Okay, now all you have to do is go in there and subscribe to, it's on the right-hand side, and subscribe. And Iggy does excellent blogs. Okay, she says she only reposts news stories, but she gives her own little spin on it. She
yeah.
does good. And Golf does. Golf Dog says he's a right-wing nut. Okay, well, I don't subscribe to either party, so.
Okay,
Iggy says she's a terrorist.
I don't see how you get into this.
You have to look down, go to the right-hand side and scroll down.
Okay.
And see, I don't have it pulled up. I just remembered that from last night when I was looking for it. I remember
okay.
being on the right-hand side.
Is this here sign me up?
Yes.
Email subscription?
Yep. Golf Dog said he's a racist. Well, you know what? If all of y'all going to be racists and all of this, I'm leaving and y'all can have all that mess to yourself.
Oh, because
I'm
I
not in the mood for it.
We're not going to get into that.
Huh?
We're not going to get into that racist bullshit tonight. Sign me up. I'm signing up right now.
Okay, very good.
It's my email address, username, and a password. My blog address.
Huh?
Much do that. They want me to get started with WordPress.com. Blah, 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 blah. Upgrading.
What's that?
It says, getting started with WordPress.com, email address, username, password, blog address.
Okay, well, you don't have to put in a blog address. You don't want this. Okay? You're not going to be one of the writers. I just left
Should
that
I be?
Blank.
Okay.
I left that blank.
There I am. Now I am signed up to this. Iggy, so I'm
okay,
right there.
Okay, and you'll get a confirmation in your email.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And Golf Dog also is one of the WordPress writers also.
I want to give me a job with the World Weekly News. That's who I want to write for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you do that.
You know, the bat boy and all them different things.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson was an alien. Bill Clinton was supported by aliens. You know, shit like that.
Okay, Ron, you have that number on the board again.
I have a number on the board.
Yeah. You have that number on the board again.
Yes, I do. Yep. That 661 don't get into this room. I hate to tell you that. We'll just let you sit there. But I do have an 832 number. I know who that is. Hello?
Hey, Ron. Hey, Antoinette. How y'all doing?
Hello. How are you? Man?
I just wanted to clarify my racist statement. I'm only racist because I'm told that. That's why what I am. You know, and
I wasn't taking it anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
And you know, Iggy's a terrorist, and we're all terrorists, by the way.
Yes.
Now, please don't get her started.
Even my dog is a terrorist.
Yes, everyone's a terrorist. George, this link was for you, but you see that they want Looney Tunes banned for gun violence. And I thought of George when I seen that because George does the Looney Tunes.
Shit.
George.
Yes, he is.
They better not mess with Yosemite Sam because he's my favorite.
Well, he's going too. They want him banned. Gun violence.
Yeah, they'll either get rid of him or they'll turn him gay. That's pretty much what they're doing with everything in the cartoons.
Oh, God, no. A gay Yosemite Sam? You've got to be kidding me.
Gay rights and no violence. Twitter, you fucker.
Yeah,
don't
but look, like homosexual people don't carry guns?
Yeah. Well, they do, but they won't talk about it.
I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I would think that wouldn't change anything just because a person was a homosexual that...
A lot of gays carry guns, but they don't talk about it. You know, they keep it
right.
Quiet. Secret.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like
so.
their secret strap-on. See, they don't tell you actually what kind of strap-on they have.
You see that big bulge in their pocket? Well, it's not what you think.
Okay.
Oh, is that the cannon? Well, that's what it is, a cannon. Yeah, referred to.
Oh my God, Mike! You got superstars at this. You got all the big shots in here. I didn't know I was calling in, and all these big shots were in here. I mean, you got Mike. You got Gunslinger. I mean, all these big names in here. I had no idea they were all on the phone.
Well, wait a minute. Who are we talking to? Golf Dogs?
Yeah, this is Golf Dogs. Don't call me Gun, because Gun's probably, he's probably got his gun out.
Okay.
Unstrapped.
Unstrapped.
The strapper.
Yeah, he's ready. Antoinette has a bad problem. I think it's the redneck accent.
You
got to
learn how to say her name, man. Don't get her pissed off. Say her name right.
Wow.
Antoinette. Don't say
Antoinette.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
How about Ant for short?
Well, I called her. You know, when I type her name, I just type Ant because I can't.
Yeah,
I'm sure
most
I'll
people do. Yeah,
I'll screw up
fine.
The whole thing if I try
that.
To spell them. If I try to spell it out, I'll
understand.
Antoinette. She is Antoinette. There you go.
Pardon me?
Internet, be nice to me. Internet.
Antoinette. It's not no internet.
Antoinette. Do you want the highest internet connection available?
You know, one of these days.
I know. I'm going to take a trip down and just get my ass kicked. I'm looking forward to it.
Really. Yeah, you should really do that.
Did y'all see the latest? Have y'all talked about, I don't know how long this show's been going on. I was on another show. I just popped over here. I didn't know. Actually, I got an email telling me that Ron Rex's show was on live. So I thought, I better go over there. I forgot about it. I mean, I'm running all over the place. Have y'all seen the latest story coming out of Mississippi?
No, what happened in Mississippi?
I'm going to drop it in the chat room right there. And there are several other sources now that has this news, but that's the one, that's the very first one I got. It is amazing what's going on over there. Yeah, I mean, this is...
That's the one where Rush Limbaugh came out and said that those people were, Uncle Tom's or something. Remember, we discussed that one night. Yeah. And
this is basically the Cochran campaign manager has been busted in a vote buying scheme. So it's pretty. This is like new news tonight. New news tonight. Right. And it's all over the place. But that's the very first link I've seen of it this evening.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And so y'all know how I feel about the voting. It's just...
Oh, yeah, it's so corrupt, it's pathetic. I mean, it's pathetic what's going on in this country.
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Rigged.
You know, I mean, since 1933, since we had the bankruptcy, then really we don't have any government. The only thing we have in there is de facto government. They're in there illegally. They're just citizens that just jumped in there and
Well, they're not even citizens. They're corporations. Remember, it's United States Incorporated.
Incorporated, right.
Yeah. Gunn said the word right there. I was trying to get that out.
Yes, and it was incorporated. It's incorporated in Delaware.
Yep.
Yeah, the president's not no president of a country. He's
right, the country's gone.
Yeah, he's just a CEO of the corporation.
Right. I'm sorry.
Well, you remember, you know what the legal definition of a corporation is. It's a fiction. It doesn't even exist on paper. It doesn't exist in the real world. Just like, you know, you take, for example, take the state of Texas. Well, I'd like to meet Mr. State of Texas. I've never met him.
How about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or state of California or state of New York or anything. I'd like to meet this person. But he doesn't exist.
No, he
doesn't.
Amazing.
And that just goes along with how they can do with the police state. How can these corporations enforce all this stuff when they themselves are corporations and they themselves don't exist? Cities don't exist.
That's right.
Dallas,
it's de facto.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas, Texas does not exist. Mr. Dallas does not exist because it's corporation.
Yeah.
So how on the hill can they enforce all these rules and regulations and laws or color of law when their own structure doesn't even exist, period?
Because people don't know that.
Yeah, people don't know it.
A lot of people do not know that. You know, a lot of people do not believe that we are bankrupt, that this country has been bankrupt since 1933. You know, it did not just happen over
the
last 10 or 20 years.
Bankrupt.
You're right. The corporation, it was a country.
Uh-huh.
And then when it became bankrupt, then it became a corporation.
Well, America's still a country. The United States is a corporation.
Yeah. So,
like,
and it's a corporation that is running everything. You know.
And that's the problem.
They don't call it, America. Yeah. They call it United States of America. So the corporation is running it.
Yep.
That's why these corporations need to be decorporized, okay?
Yeah.
And gotten rid of, because this is the problem with this country. Until you get rid of these large corporations that are, you know, that can throw their money around, and that's exactly what they do, throw their money around, how is things going to change? I mean, look at Walmart.
All started, Gunn, you know where this all started is the lobbyists. In Washington, D.C., the lobbyists is what started all this. This is what brought about this corporation. And that's exactly where it came from. They got in there. It's all, like you said, like we always say, follow the money. If you follow the money, you find out who's in control and who's running everything, you know.
But then you've got to keep in mind that there is no money.
There's no money for me and you.
Because what they give us that is supposed to be a representation of money is a promissory note. The federal, the Federal Reserve note, it's a promissory note.
Promise to pay at a later date, and that later date never comes.
That's right.
No, it doesn't.
You know, so, you know, everyone here that has a job or has had a job or whatever, you have never gotten paid. You have never gotten paid money.
You've gotten paid in monopoly money. That's
you
got
paid,
paid
IOUs.
Yeah, IOUs, that's all they are. Get out of jail free card, you know. That's
yeah.
Because there's no real money. Because
no,
once
just
they got,
like you don't
they,
own your property, and that's the reason why
no,
they
property.
Can throw all of these laws and everything on the property, yeah. Because if you look on your deed, it tells you you are a tenant.
A tenant, yeah. That's not a landowner. You're just merely renting it. Remember ground rent, taxes, you know, property taxes?
Yep, and that's the reason why they can tell you what to do on there, and you have to get permission to build and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. It's all corrupt. It's all for them to make money and to keep you under their thumb called servitude.
Yeah, and that's what the 14th Amendment did.
Yeah,
the 14th Amendment made everyone corporate slaves.
Corporate slaves. I mean, come on, think about it. Look on your driver's license. Why do you need a driver's license if you can prove that you can safely operate a motor vehicle? Why do you need a driver's license?
Why
but
do
look
you
on
need
your
a birth certificate?
Yeah. Why do you or look on the look on your driver's license and you see that your name is all in all capital letters.
In all capital letters.
There's got to be something to this because I know I don't sign my name in all capital letters. You got to be kidding me.
No, well that's
did.
Your straw man.
Yeah, and your Social Security card, anything comes from government, it's always in capital letters. There's a reason for that. You just said it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your straw man. That is not you.
Yeah, they
because
said,
you're
they
not even looked at as a living person because you have, what, 30 days? Your parents have 30 days to claim you as a living soul, and they don't know. I didn't know. My parents didn't know. So we're considered as a dead entity. But what's walking around, what they use is the straw man.
Well, they set it up. But remember, Bill, as in the legal definition, that a corporation can only deal with another corporation. So they had the straw man up as a corporation so they could regulate you. A corporation, say a city, cannot deal with a living person.
Right. Right.
But they have to deal with corporation to corporation. So they had to set up your straw man. We'll call a straw man, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So they can deal with it, and then they made the straw man you responsible for his actions when he doesn't even exist. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I love it. It's just totally amazing.
It
absolutely
is
absolutely amazing.
It truly is.
So every law in every state, even the federal government, is null and void because they're all corporations. So they bitch and moan about these gun laws and all this stuff. Well, the law doesn't exist on that. The only law the only true law that exists is what was set up in the Constitution, and that's called the Second Amendment. Period. There is no end or buts about it. And it says you have a right to keep and bear means wear a weapon. Period. Right? If you want to call it the Wild Wild West, we'll call it the Wild Wild West, okay? I don't care. Look at Arizona. They got open carry out there. Everybody walks around with a gun on in Arizona, and the cops are just at the local donut shops don't know what to do because there's very little crime.
And,
very little crime.
Well, Delaware has open carry.
Yeah, so you got open
Delaware
carry.
Delaware is an open carry state also.
So if when your state has, which is open carry, which is a lot better, would you go up and try to rob somebody that has a gun on? Are you crazy?
How about it?
Insane.
Well, I think that the open carry law should also contain the fact of open carrying open alcohol in public.
What?
Why? No, it is. It is the best way because it is cold.
If you're walking down the street, you can walk down the street with a cooler and open a can of beer or whatever, whiskey, wine, whatever you drink, and walk on down the street.
Well, number one there, you could open carry with that. But you don't want to mix a gun with alcohol or drugs or anything like that.
Thank you.
Because there's no way that you can, you get drugged out on these things and you grab a weapon.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't safely handle a weapon when you're, you know, 16 sheets in the wind, or high on something, or something like that. Okay, that's crazy. You shoot somebody,
well,
they will hold your ass.
I used to make martinis. I mean, come on. Just kidding. Why are you so strong when you got a gun?
I think Ron is being a devil's advocate here.
Well, we got Oklahoma here in Missouri, too.
Yeah, Oklahoma. I'm damn surprised that Texas hasn't had the open carry yet. I mean, geez, Oklahoma
did
have there, what,
carry
last year? Not in
Texas,
you don't.
No? Oh, I thought they did.
They got the CHL, the concealed handgun license, and you can openly carry a rifle or a shotgun, which can openly carry a pistol, unless it's pre-1860 or whatever it is, black powder pistol. Now, you can carry one of them openly.
Yeah, and let's see, Delaware, you need a, you need a license to carry a concealed weapon.
It's just the opposite. See how stupid that is? You have to have a license to carry a concealed weapon, but you don't have to have a license to carry it openly.
No, I guess openly because it's seen. You know, everyone can see it. The police can see
everybody can see it. Everybody can see this gun. You
that reminds me of
and,
a funny joke.
Yeah, but if it's concealed, then, you know, then you can come on people, I guess, you know.
Well, you know, the criminals are going to carry it concealed. You think they're going to carry it openly?
Yeah.
No. It ain't going to work that way.
It's
just like I always said, that an armed society is a polite society. Okay.
By the popo. The cop had me back in his car ways, right, and check it out, you know. And he was a nice guy. And he goes, "Do you have any drugs or weapons in your vehicle?" And I just looked at him. And I said, "Well, what do you think, man? What do you think?" He goes, "Well, I don't know, sir." I said, "Well, look in the back window of the truck. Look through the back window. You can't see those two rifles in the back of that truck?" "Do I have a weapon in the truck?" "No, they're armaments." You know, I want to be a smart ass. But yeah, there's weapons in that truck. "Are they loaded?" "Yes, they're loaded. But yes, it's legal. They're rifles. They're on a gun rack in my back window of my truck."
Mm-hmm.
"And I only take them when I go hunting. I don't, you know, leave them in there all the time because I don't want somebody to break my truck and steal them. You know what I mean?"
Yeah.
"Because leaving a gun hanging in the gun rack has to get stolen. I guarantee it."
You know, the best way to deal with that, Ron, is when you get confronted like that, say, when they ask you that question, say, "Am I free to go?" I mean, it's all you've got to do is say, "Am I free to go? Am I under arrest?"
"Oh, I know. I know, but I was..."
You know, it blows a cop's mind because they know where you're going and they know exactly how, you know, what you... They already know the knowledge you've got. When you say that, "Am I free to go? Am I under arrest?" And
"Am I being detained?
Am I being detained?"
Well, I don't really... Sometimes I don't get to go that far with them because the first thing I tell them is, you know, if I get pulled over and they say, "Well, I want to see your driver's license, blah, blah," I say, "Well, first off, I don't ask questions. Why do you have the lights on? And I need your business card because we're going to be cash tipped for the next 3 years. And my fee is $100 a minute. You open your mouth again, you understand the terms and conditions, you accept the terms and conditions, you understand." And they look at you. "Well, I don't know." We say, "Well, you just went under a contract, you just opened your mouth. So now we are under contract. Now what do you want to know?" I still don't
know. What's your badge number? When you ask for that badge number, it scares the hell out of them. Let me write this down real quick. You know, let me get my notepad here. I got to write this down. Did y'all see the story yesterday? I think it was yesterday. It might have been today. It was yesterday about the truck driver that pulled over the cop. He seen a cop.
I seen it, but I didn't read it.
On a cell phone. Yes, talking and on a cell phone and speeding, and the truck driver pulled him over. And everything was kind of nasty at the beginning. At the very beginning, it was kind of nasty because the cop, you know, got to the truck driver and basically said, "I'm going to inspect your truck." You know, I guess it was a highway patrol. I'm going to do an inspection on you. And the truck driver told him, said, "Listen, you know, I seen you talking on your cell phone, which is against the law." And the cop told him, "It's not against the law for a cop to talk on a cell phone. For you to, yes, not for me. And they and then the truck driver told me, oh, well, let me let you know, you're being videoed. Everything that you're saying right now is being taped. And when he done that, this truck driver, he would have, you know, with the cop would have hit with his little inspection of the truck, and basically recanted everything. Said, you know, have a good day. You know, give him perfect. You know, you're right. I'm sorry. I should have never had that cell phone up, because you know he's a liar. When the cop said, I'm allowed to talk on that cell phone, you know, he's lying. And I mean, I thought it was kind of common. You never see stories like that. That was kind of weird.
Well, it's great, because once they are on video camera like that, it's like you caught them with their pants down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to say? You said it. I got you on tape right here saying it. What are you going to do, lie to the camera and say you didn't?
Well,
yeah, I've seen that. I've seen the same one.
904, I'm going to let you in.
Hello, guys. It's a liberal.
Oh,
hey, there he is. Fun.
Hello, liberal. Do you have a name?
Do I have a name?
Yeah,
my name is John.
Are you 914?
John, you had another name the last time, I could have swore. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
I remember him being John.
All my names are jokes, but, you know, actually.
All your names are jokes? Okay.
Actually, no joke. Do you want to know what my actual name is?
Here we go. Wait for
you
it.
Don't have to you don't have to tell us, but
no,
I was
it's a pretty renowned name. You can find me if you looked it up.
I know it.
John Adams.
John Adams.
Ooh.
That's my actual name.
Okay.
This is Liberal Nations from Florida, guys. If y'all remember him, he called in about 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yes, I remember. And I thought he said his name was John then.
I can't remember what he called himself. It might have been John. I don't know. I talk to so many people. But
yeah.
Liberal Nation, he's a great guy. At least he'll speak with a little common sense.
Yes, I thought we had a good conversation last time, if memory serves me correctly.
Yep. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Well, hello, John. Is there something that you would like to contribute to this conversation?
I actually saw that trucker video too. I thought that was pretty cool. They gave it a little national attention there. The way the cops are really acting and stuff.
Well, the cops in this country are out of control. My God, if you have a dog, I would never call the cops. Call 911 and they have them.
I've seen
they're going to blow your dog away the first thing when they get there. They're going to kill the dog.
I see one where the guy killed the guy's service dog, and he's like, listen, I had to kill your dog. I'm sorry, but last time I was on a situation like this, I got bit. I had to go to the emergency room. So I had no other option. Your dog wasn't on a leash. There's a leash law here. I had to do it. I'm sorry. And it was the guy's service dog. The guy was a disabled veteran.
The
last one I seen, they had a dog. The dog was in the backyard in a fence, and the cop shot him anyways.
Well, wait a minute. That brings up that one that you hear about, the one here in Texas, that deputy that responded to a break-in at a house, and this guy's dog was in the back of his truck. Okay, well, the dog jumped out, and he was over on his tractor or whatever, you know, it was out on a big acreage here in Texas. And
oh, yeah, I seen that.
The sheriff deputy shot him, okay, shot the dog. It wasn't even attacking him. It's just coming up there to smell who it was, right, okay? And 2 weeks later, they fired that deputy. They fired his ass.
They actually fired him?
They fired him.
Here in the county I live in Florida, I will not disclose that, but anyways, the county I live in Florida, there was a guy at his, he was outside his trailer, and there was an officer there, he was just stopping to do a check, and the guy was like, he was just questioning him, and the guy was like, I have some illegal drugs in my pocket, I'm gonna hand them over. And the cop said, stop, don't put your hand in your pocket. And he's like, I'm going to hand you over these illegal drugs. And it was actually, it was a bag of weed. And he was going to hand it over to the officer and turn it in. And the officer shot him and killed him. It was a father and his family. He had a family and everything. He shot him and killed him. The officer that killed him suffered no legal prosecution, and he actually was promoted to a deputy.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
that's great. Probably put on
paid
leave.
Well, that's all the more
too,
reason why we have such.
Well, here the police are a little. It's different now. It's not as bad as it was a few years ago because it's the sheriff that was in office was a little dishonest. Because I remember when that happened, the feds came down here to investigate, and I don't believe they were able to find enough evidence to push it through.
They never did find enough evidence.
I've already told the story. It happened to me in Louisiana. I was driving the truck, and I got a highway patrol pull me over. And to make a long story short, I got out, and he didn't walk up to my window. He motioned for me from his car to come back to him. I seen him in my mirror, motioned to come back here. It was a lot of heavy traffic. I walked back to him, and it was kind of, I want to say about 40, 50 degrees. I had a windbreaker on. And when I walked back towards the back of the truck, I had my hands in my pockets. I walked back there. He immediately put his hand on his gun. He didn't draw it. Put his hand on his gun and said, "Get your hands out of your pocket." I mean, I thought he was going to draw on me and kill me right there. I said, "Whoa, what's up?" He goes, "Don't put your hands in your pocket." I said, "Well, I mean, it's cold." I said, that's the way I looked at it. And then he asked me what I was doing and this and that, and he let me go. But, I mean, this is how these cops are. They're ready to kill you on sight. They're ready to shoot your ass. For something stupid.
They're paranoid. They are paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, my God.
It's kind of like the thing, I was going to say this before I said it too, but I got sidetracked. You know, I don't think I pay the police officers to handle domestic animal issues. I think I pay Animal Control and the Humane Society to do that. I think that's where my taxes go. They should be handling the situation, not police officers with firearms. Police officers say, "Hey, there's a dog here. I'm gonna try to get it under control. I'm gonna call in Animal Control Unit, and then we can take care of it from there. They can bring the dog over there, and then the owner can come pick it up." And I mean, that's the way it should work. If the animal is that much of a threat to someone.
Well, like Ron just said, they're all paranoid. You know, their first instinct is to shoot first and then ask questions later. That's pretty much how they look at it.
I mean, if I shot someone's dog, I'd probably get in trouble. I'd probably get sued, and, you know, it's...
Probably, honey. You definitely will.
Yeah.
Probably be in jail, too.
I don't know here. I don't know. Florida, I think in Florida you can actually defend yourself against animals and get away with it. But anyway,
that's right. Y'all have stand your ground.
Yeah, Florida
has stand your ground against humans. Because I remember people do dirty stuff here. Like there are people that will, to stop a dog or pet from eating out of their trash can, they'll put rat poison in there. It's pretty pretty sad.
Well, we have that in Texas as well. I mean, you know, that's why the cops are shooting dogs. Because if a dog barks at them, they take them out.
Dogs are
always going to bark.
A cop is going to use its force. Every day I come home from work, my dog barks at me when I come home. I mean, it doesn't mean... It's some of these videos where I see him do it, the dog sitting there wagging its tail, like, oh, yeah, it's a real threat. It's going to lick you to death. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Well, but that's the reason they do that is they're control freaks. They're scared. They're paranoid.
Yeah.
They want total
that's
control over
all
everything.
That's because all the evil that they do.
You know.
And they're just afraid it's going to come back on them.
One of them son of bitches shoot my dog, I'm going to shoot him right in the head. Okay.
Oh, my.
I mean, because these little dogs, I mean, a lot of people consider their animals part of their family.
Yeah, part of their family. And that's true.
One of my buddies I talked to, he actually lives down in Australia. He told me something pretty cool. You know, out there, they actually have the right to self-defense against officers of the state. So, I mean, they don't have any gun rights there, but I'm just saying, if an officer was abusing them, they have the legal right to stand their ground against that officer.
How are they going to stand their ground against that officer without no gun?
Well, I mean, that's exactly, but if you think about when the law was made a decade ago, they did have guns. So, I mean, at the time, it was a pretty, you know.
Well, that only goes to prove that when, especially in Australia or any, like in Europe, when they gave up their guns, their crime rate went through the roof. Go look up the numbers.
But I mean, it just goes to show you, like, if I look at a cop the wrong way here, like, if I even said anything slightly offensive, he'd try to book me. I mean, that's just that's the mentality.
Yeah, control freaks. They're control freaks. Like, I know, because I was one for 3 years.
I had a family member that was actually, I think, hit by a police officer. The police officer tried to write him a ticket that he stopped it. He slammed on his brakes too hard.
Sorry about that. I got kicked off.
Okay.
Am I muted?
I'm sorry.
No, you're not muted.
We can hear you.
Oh, all of a sudden I just got kicked off and it kicked back on by itself. I guess my system's haunted. Oh, well.
Okay.
Well,
sorry.
That's not good.
Speaking of police. I don't know. I'm afraid to. Every time I open my mouth lately, something comes down. It turns into a mess. So I'll behave. What a wonderful night.
Oh, Mike,
out.
You're fine. How
and
are you,
And there's a breeze.
How are you, Mike?
Everything is so green. No, that was Mel Brooks. I'm sorry. Never mind. No, I'm doing all right.
Good.
I'm doing fine. As I told George, I was out collecting signatures tonight. So, yeah, it was an interesting evening speaking with a lot of the voters.
Yeah.
And it was a good night. But it comes down to what you're saying here. And I heard it from three people that were outright worried about the police state and worried about militarization of them and why we see them in SWAT outfits and why they're being issued Kevlars and equipment like this. And these are older people that were telling me this. And, well, like I said about the MRAP I'm not so worried about. there's plenty of ways to... You're not going to defeat an MRAP from the bottom, but from the top, it's weak. It's made to defend against mines.
It's just where they're giving them to, Mike. You know, I've seen a story. It was out of Florida, I think. Last week, I'm not sure. I can't remember the town now. A little small town in Florida with a very, very, very low crime rate got an MRAP.
Yep.
I mean, you think, what the hell? You know, what are they thinking? But, you know, this is the mentality of the police right now.
I know the closest city I'm nearest to, here in the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, they actually have, like, full auto, well, not full auto, but they have, like, military grade, I think they have AR-15s and everything, something of that nature. They have fully automatic assault rifles, and I remember reading a thing where a guy had a 9mm handgun, and they went to the scene with fully automatic weapons drawn on.
Oh, yeah. I also see a story.
It was at a concert or something. The guy was got in a fight or something. He was drunk. He pulled out his 9mm, and they had to open up their trunks and pull out their assault rifles. And I mean, I didn't think, how was that necessary?
I seen a story, Mike, from up in the Northeast in y'all's neighborhood. I'm not sure exactly what state, but in the Northeast, about the same thing with the very subject where this was a case, you know, I wish I could think of, I'm going to dig here, but I bet I won't find it. It's been about two or three days ago, about the same thing, about the cops militarizing up there, and they're not being questioned. I mean, they're getting away with it. Oh, no, I know what it was. They said they were not, you can't question them because they're not part of the government. They are private. A private corporation. Did y'all? Anyone see that story?
The police department's not a private corporation.
It was a three days ago, the SWAT team, I think it was a SWAT team, said, you can't question us because we are a private corporation. We don't have to answer to you.
Yes, Iggy put that link in.
No, wait a second.
Iggy, could you put in what state that was again?
How is the SWAT team a private corporation?
I want to say it was Massachusetts, but I might be wrong.
I don't remember.
I can answer that. You know why the SWAT team is a private corporation? Because they are municipal controlled. And what is a municipality? It's a corporation. Remember, it's not the sheriff's department, unless it's a SWAT team from the sheriff's department now. That's a different story. Now, if they are a SWAT team...
She goes again, talking shit about me.
From the police department, a municipality, then they are part of a corporation because a municipality or a city is a corporation. Remember, they're not voted on by the people.
I have a question. I don't know if anyone knows this. If I'm in, let's say, I'm going to make up some names. Let's say I'm in Waters County. The police force in Waters County is not sufficient. They don't have enough officers. So therefore, officers from Johnson County come into Waters County to assist. If an officer from Johnson County pulls me over, can he legally have any right against me since he's outside of his jurisdiction?
Technically, he can hold you there until one of the so-called police officers from that county is able to respond. He can technically hold you, can't arrest you or anything, but he can hold you until one of the other ones show up.
Okay, can they write me a ticket or anything?
If the responding officer from that county gets on the scene, yeah, he can write you a ticket. The other officer probably can't.
They do that a lot where I live because I live in a rural county kind of. It's kind of rural, and they borrow a lot of officers from this from neighboring county where there's a city.
Well, that's county. That's county sheriffs or sheriff's deputies. It's a brotherhood, remember? Whether it's county sheriffs or municipal cops or whatever, they're all a big brotherhood, remember?
Yeah, I thought it was odd that they would actually take officers from a different district and put them in mine. You know where that came from?
You know, back in the what was it, 20s, during the Bonnie and Clyde days. You know, when the bank robbers, you know, Bonnie and Clyde, they're actually buried right here in Dallas. Right in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, really?
When they would rob a bank, all they would have to do is haul ass to the state line, and the cops here in Texas would have to stop. They couldn't cross state line, so they knew they were safe. Well, they finally changed that, but they could chase them right, you know, chase them wherever they needed to chase it because it was a felony. You know, robbing a bank is obviously a felony. You know.
I know that. I think that they still can't. I don't think they can still cross state lines.
Yeah, they cross state line if you're in pursuit of a felony. I mean, if you just spit on the sidewalk and they're chasing you, they can't do that. But
annoying because I live near the Georgia border. Every time you go to Georgia or come back, there is always at least. I mean, there's a high concentration of state troopers just sitting right at the bridge trying to catch you speeding or whatever. They just pull people over constantly that are coming over.
Speed traps. Yeah, of course.
I mean, not just speed traps, but I mean, they'll just randomly pull people over. I mean, it just seems weird to me. Like, that they all sit in that one area. You think, like...
Well, it's not weird, and the reason they do that, because if they can pull you over, they can usually find something they can write you a ticket on. Be it a out tail light, a license plate light. I don't know.
It seemed odd that they would all concentrate on that state line.
They do that in Florida and Georgia quite a bit. I used to drive over there.
The Florida State Troopers, they'll sit right on the Georgia state line, and they'll wait for people to come over speeding or something, and they'll just stop them.
Yeah. And they like to talk about speeding. Usually it's for speeding or the type of car. You know, if you're driving a hot rod, you know, they're more likely to pull you over. If you drive across there in a pickup truck, the odds are they're not going to bother you unless you're speeding. And if you're speeding, that's what they do over there. I see it. It's not just there. It's all over the country. But I do see that.
Well,
I did see that a lot.
Pull you over and look for drug money.
I know sometimes if I'm over in Georgia, like right near, there's always someone out there on the highway, and they're basically ransacking their car, and they just found another drug bust.
What they're doing is what you call revenueing. What's revenueing? Money.
Stealing.
Yeah. But hey, this happens big time in Tennessee. I mean, if you think it's bad in Florida and Georgia, my God, go to Tennessee and watch these guys go to work.
They do it here because, well, I don't know if it's a big of an issue now. It probably still is. But I know from Jacksonville out that people transport a lot of the prescription narcotics, and they try to stop it.
Yeah. When you pass through, say you're heading eastbound on I-40 through Memphis, and once you pass through Memphis, well, you will freak out at how many cops. Well, actually, they're unmarked. All these cars and SUVs are in the middle of the highway just sitting there. I mean, there are tons of them. They're all sitting there. And all the truck drivers call them cocaine cowboys. You know, they're out there. They're looking for drugs. And I've seen them. They'll pull over a car. They don't mess with trucks a whole lot. Every now and then they will take 18-wheelers over. But they'll pull a car over, and they'll just basically make the family stand on the side of the road off at a distance, and they'll take everything out of their car. You know, this might be somebody traveling on vacation or whatever, and they'll take everything out of the trunk.
Isn't that
everything
illegal?
You know, it should be illegal, but no, they do it. And I guess the driver, you have to consent to it. I would tell them no. I would say no, you can't. I want you get a warrant. You know, but then again, whenever you tell them no, then they consider you guilty. Okay,
That's true. Because you know what? If I tell them no and they do it anyways, even if they found something, therefore now what they found is no longer admissible in the court of law, and I just got away with it. So I'm better off saying no in the first place. Because the chances that if they assume I'm guilty and proceed illegally, then okay, they found it. Good, you found it. You found it illegally. Guess what? I'm not going to jail.
Yeah.
Actually, John,
that's
kind of accurate, but let me explain something. Because I know a little bit about the way the law can be twisted.
I know they could twist it, but as I always say, you should have I'm planning on getting one soon, but people should have cameras in their cars.
Yes.
Well,
earlier, I'm sorry.
Basically, what I'm saying is, once you say no, you tell them no, I do not give you permission to search my vehicle, they can implement probable cause. Once they say that they had probable cause, you could say no till you're blue in the face.
Yeah, but they have to have probable cause. Just because I said, and I mean, I wouldn't say no, I would say, officer, I did not consent to searches. I would just say that. I don't consent to searches.
They make up a probable cause. They make it up, okay?
They can
say later, oh, we had bad information. But they can say, well, we had a tip. This guy was carrying drugs. Okay, that's what they'll say.
I've heard them doing that here where I live a few times. Where someone will get arrested and then the judge will draw up a warrant 7 days later and put it in the file and, you know.
Well, they can get a warrant now immediately. They can get a warrant now immediately.
Well, I mean, here, like if there was an instance where I heard about someone getting searched and they didn't draw up the warrant until days after. Luckily, because of that fact, and they were able to prove that they all got thrown out and they didn't suffer any consequences. But, you know, I mean, the fact that they would even do that is pretty outstanding. I think they contacted the ACLU or something. I can't remember.
Well,
Go ahead.
Let me put it to you like this. The abuse of the probable cause is so rampant in some states that it has prompted some state legislatures to try and tighten up the actual definition of probable cause. They haven't put it in writing yet, but there are some states that are actually looking at that, and it may come down to legislation down the road. But in the meantime, law enforcement officials, especially if you got some crooked cops, they're going to use probable cause against you, and especially if there's more than one of them there, and it's just you and say two other police officers. They'll back each other up. And
yeah, I mean, and I don't know. I always say keep a camera, and, you know, there's no harm in saying no. I mean, especially if you don't have anything.
Just know that they may not be accepted.
I always tell people to say no by default, because even if you do get caught and even if they do arrest you, when it comes time to hire an attorney, you give him more to work with by the fact that you didn't consent to the search. I mean, that just gives you more leverage in the case. Because even if the cops there are crooked cops and there are good cops, but even if the cops were crooked, there are instances where they do slip up, and, you know, it's you're not going to. Basically, what I'm saying is you're not going to lose anything by saying no, usually. The benefits outweigh the risks.
Earlier, someone had asked what state it was for the SWAT team to be able to go in, where they said that they were a private corporation. And Iggy had put it back in that it was Massachusetts. Now, y'all laugh at me because I can't say it right.
I think in Philadelphia now they can search your car without a warrant.
I believe so. I believe
I think
I
saw
that
in the news a few months ago.
I believe I have heard that.
In Pennsylvania or Philadelphia, one of those, you know.
Well, it's the same thing. Philadelphia's in Pennsylvania.
I can't remember if it was within the city limits or the state. That's what I mean. Within that state, though, I believe there's Supreme Court in the state ruled that cops no longer need a warrant to search your car if they believe there's probable cause. I'm not going to 100% confirm that, though, because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I remember vaguely, but I don't really remember exactly. But I, you know, as I said, it's kind of vague. But I do remember it, and if it is, I do believe it's in Philadelphia. I don't believe it's the whole state of Pennsylvania. I believe it's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Well, how about this, Gunslinger? I got a question for you. Did you see that story? I think it happened here in the Houston area, but it was in Texas anyway, about the Chevron that put a sign on their door or on the window, wherever they put it, no guns allowed, you know, gun-free zone. They got robbed immediately. I mean, and what saved the guy that ran the store was a concealed carry guy who was actually there at the time, and it took the guy out. Did you see that story?
I think I read about that. Yeah, but
that happened a day or two ago. I mean, you know, how stupid are these people? Gun-free zone. If you want to rob somebody, just, you know, look for the gun-free zones, and that's where you go. That's why all you see all these killings in schools, you know, because they're gun-free zones. I mean, my God, come on, people, wake up. I mean, this.
Look at theaters. Theater in Colorado.
Yeah. Yep. Everywhere across this country where there's a gun-free zone is where all the murders are taking place.
Did you
place.
Say free guns? Yeah. You said free guns?
Yeah. pretty much.
I think the thing with the school shooting thing is that I think if they offered more mental health services, I think that would be. I think that's a major issue.
That is the issue.
That is a big issue.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what these people are. I mean, most profiles of these people are that there's something psychologically wrong with them. Not all the gears are turning anymore. And an issue in our country is that it's really hard for people to get that kind of help. And, I mean, I know here, I mean, if you were going to go to the hospital or something, they don't even have anything like that. You'd have to go
there is no help. There is no help out there for people that have these mental issues because the government doesn't view it as the government now. I said the government does not view this as a mental health issue. They view it as a gun issue. The gun actually has a brain, is going around killing people.
I never checked if this had any correlation to this at all. I never did, but it would be interesting to look up to see if it did. I watched a news report where they analyzed. They said that in the 60s and 70s and 50s, maybe through the 80s, I can't remember the exact timeline, but they used to have these big facilities, asylums for people, like mental health hospitals. And the government used to, you know, maintain them, and they used to operate. And people that were really, you know, they couldn't function in society, they were psychologically impaired, they would stay there. Now the government cut the funding. I mean, over the years, the government completely cut the funding, and most of these places are all abandoned now. They're run down. And you see a lot of these people from these places end up in jail or on the streets. You know, they're mostly homeless people. They still can't function in society. But I'm curious, does that have a correlation with the decreased funding in that field? I wonder if that has a correlation. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
If it's out of control, they won't let you go out in public. Don't worry, you got to be really cool, so you got to be really nice. So don't be shooting off at the mouth, Ruger. Be good.
Like these places aren't here for people to go to anymore, as they used to be. So now there's, you know, more people out there like that.
Can anybody help me with this issue I'm having? I have a Ruger gun here, and it don't want to behave itself. It wants to go out in public, and I said it can't. It's thinking for itself yet, you know. Well, I mean, it wants to go out and run with the rest of the kids, and I said it can't. It can't go on school grounds and shit like that.
Bad gun.
But it wants to go play with other children.
Yell at it. Bad gun. Bad gun.
Bad Ruger.
Stick its nose in the corner.
You're bad, bad, you're black. And you're rusty, and you're bad.
Stick its nose in the corner. Stick your nose in the corner.
Yeah, you're going to the corner. That's it. To the corner for you. Quiet time. Quiet time. You're awful noisy when you're used. Where the hell did this little speck of rust come from on this thing? That's not good. That can't be happening.
Well, you mentioned about mental health. I put a link up there. It's directly related to it. They've cut down on the amount of beds and everything that are available nationwide.
Yeah, that's basically
yeah,
what I said.
That was the link that I put up. You could see it. I can even give you a lot more that goes into more depth about it.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I saw a whole, like, news thing on TV. They were talking
about... There is no more crazy people. There is no more crazy people. I'm an example. I'm in the free public. You see what I'm saying? I'm an example. So there is no more crazy people.
Well, you know, here in New York State, the state government has closed down a lot of the mental institutions that are around here. They started consolidating them all, and they claimed overcrowding, but yet when they closed a couple of facilities, they sent most of the patients to other facilities, and the rest, they just put them out on the street. Let them run free.
Yeah, that's what I...
They use prisons now for mental health. They send a lot of people to prison. Seriously.
Yeah, they'll either go homeless or they'll go on the street.
What are you doing?
We're talking?
You're going to get out of control. I noticed that trend going on quite a while. Let's go ahead and warehouse them in prisons. We warehouse people there anyway.
And the thing I despise the most is, like, I hate when the media and people try to blame the shootings and stuff. I hate when they try to blame them on other forms of media like music, video games, or movies. It's ridiculous.
Well, John, you know why that is? Because they have to blame something other than
the truth. You guys are older, but even for movies, have you ever heard anyone legitimately say, "Oh, look at that video game. That's just like real life." I've never heard someone say that. They might say, "Oh man, though, that looks really realistic," but no one ever, like, their perception, it never just says, "Oh, look, this is real life." It doesn't happen because everyone knows that that's not real.
The fact be known, some of your best combat veterans were gamers. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, but I'm saying is, like, when they're in that simulation or video game, at that time they know that that is not real. Like, they can consciously say, "Hey, this is obviously fake. It's a simulation. It's a fabrication."
Yeah. They should know that, but the problem is. And we go right back to where we started with the mental health problem. You know, you get people that are Looney Tunes.
I don't think it's the art forms, because I mean, they've done all these studies and they said there's no correlation. The only violence, the only aggression that they've seen arise from gaming or movies or anything like that is when there is a competitive aspect to it, as in you would see in sports or something as well. When humans compete, aggression can arise because conflict can inspire within that event. If something, you know, someone locks horns, I mean, that's something that can happen. But the nature of the game itself, I've never played something that's actually made me feel violent. I mean, because it's like watching a scary movie. I mean, I could watch Jason or Freddy Krueger. I know that's fake. I know that's not real. It's not. I mean, it doesn't. No,
well, all that tells me is you're able to do that and you're sane.
But
it's,
I mean, most
people
even most people that are, you know, even if
are you in any kind of psychotherapy? Are you on any kind of drugs?
No.
You know, that kind of thing. Okay. Well, see, that's the problem. The ones that are doing this are. Okay.
Well, I mean,
these
maybe they should,
kind of
that goes back to they should be in a sensitive and controlled environment. But, I mean, I don't think there's any illness or anything unless you're taking, like, hallucinogenics. I mean, I can't imagine that there's a disease that actually makes you perceive a peripheral as reality, like as a TV screen as real life. I mean, it seems, I mean, maybe there is. Maybe there are crazy people that do associate that with reality. I'm not saying there isn't, but it seems a little silly to me. Maybe that's just because I'm normal. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much what it is, though. I mean, what you're saying is pretty much the truth. And the fact of the matter is, these idiots that we've got, the school shooters, so to speak, I mean, they're pretty much, I mean, every one of them that I've seen or read about lately have been some kind of, they got a mental problem, and they are they're on drugs. The government has drugged them up.
And, yeah, and I mean, the thing is that when someone's in a weak mental stability, they don't have the choice. They don't really have the will to say, "Hey, this stuff isn't making me." If you look at the definition of medicine, you take medicine. Medicine is supposed to be something you take to make yourself feel better. And a doctor or anyone, if a patient isn't feeling better while taking a substance, they should no longer take that substance, because that substance no longer serves its initial purpose to improve that patient's quality of life. And that's the only purpose of medication, and that's its intended purpose. If I'm in pain because I blew my knee out, I would take a pain pill to make myself feel better because I don't want to endure that pain. But if I wasn't in pain, there's no purpose for me to take that pill. And if it didn't work, I wouldn't take it because the pain's still there.
Yeah, complicated story. We could talk about this all night, but...
What I'm doing is I'm putting up links so that you guys can see. You're talking about police state. This is how it is in New York City, not in New York State. In New York City, which is a whole different planet than the rest of the state, they have the right to stop you. If the police stop you and search the car and they find an empty cartridge, no firearm. You don't have to have a firearm. And they find an empty cartridge on the floor. They can charge everybody in the car with possession of a handgun or a rifle.
Are you kidding?
Nope. Dead serious. I'm giving you the links for the law.
Yeah, them people are crazy.
Yep, but see, they use it as a tool. See how it says pistol or revolver ammunition of a different caliber.
I'm not mad about it. I just told you it was just laying there, but I'll get it.
But it's unbelievable.
I'll put myself behind there. I'll get it.
So I mean,
no, Pumpkin. It's not a permit. Pumpkin saying shotgun or rifle. I'm talking in New York City. New York City has different laws than the rest of the state. And if Cuomo gets elected again, it's going to get worse because phase two of the SAFE Act is, he has it, and they're going to implement it after
the
election.
In New York City, they could stop you and feel you down.
Well, this is why, if you take a look in there, now one of the New York City cops told me that they use it as a tool. Talk about police overdoing it here. They use it as a tool for gang members. But he looked at me and he said, we'd never use it against someone like you. I said, what do you mean someone like me? There are a lot of us are American citizens. I don't like the idea of having an anvil over my head. Where
so,
you can
so they're
interpret.
They're saying because you have an empty cartridge that you just shot someone.
Well, or even if they don't find a firearm. And there are people that are serving jail time right now, jail terms, they use it against gang members, where they can find an empty cartridge in a car on the floor and
how
say,
can, how come you can't own a gun? You're not allowed to own a gun in New York City?
New York City, it's very involved getting a permit to even, you have to get a permit for a shotgun or a rifle in New York City, not New York State. You can still go with your driver's license and buy it, but you have to do, now because of the SAFE Act, you have to do a transfer for private sales at an FFL, at a dealer, and do a background NICS check before you can exchange the firearm. Never used to be like that. Used to be able to just buy a rifle from your next-door neighbor, or you could give your grandson a .22 caliber rifle, no big deal. Now, if you do it, they could charge you with a straw man purchase.
So basically, all the guns have titles?
Well, the serial number. They can track it by the serial number.
So it's like a car now, basically.
You know,
it's always been like that. All guns ever from way back.
But the new gun law in New York, what they're doing, it is a form of confiscation, because anything that they've deemed now an assault weapon that you registered, if you registered something, you're allowed to keep it. Like if I have an AR-15 or if I have an AK or whatever, if I registered it before the cutoff date this year where it kicked into effect, then I'm okay. I can keep it. But when I die, that rifle has to be either turned into the police or sold out of state. I cannot will it to anyone.
Wait, what does that prevent?
It makes liberals feel safer. Like, they keep yelling that
they have
a right to feel safe. The liberals up here in New York do.
Are we all going to close our eyes and pretend like there's not a black market?
Well, that's what they've done up here. That's what they've done. They feel that anything that used to be...
We made cannabis illegal, so therefore it no longer exists.
Nobody has it.
No, it's gone. It's completely
it's gone.
No
drugs.
One uses it. Only 60% of Americans. That's nothing. I mean, we made it illegal. It doesn't exist anymore.
Heroin, cocaine, it's gone. It doesn't exist. Nothing.
But register, I mean, I don't get it. If you register something, what does the difference make?
Well, that makes it so that once you've registered those assault weapons.
I understand
weapons,
registering a car, because if your car gets stolen, it's easier to find it. But
they want to know.
When you register a gun, they can come take it from you.
They can come take it from you. They know you've got it now.
Yeah,
registration leads to confiscation. Registration leads to confiscation.
Right. And then after well, as I said, once you're gone, it's out of the state. That's what the state wants. They feel that they're going
to
be safer.
Let me explain something to you guys. Let me explain something to you about registration. When you register something, you're registering to the owner, the state. Your vehicle is registered to the state. It is their vehicle. You just can use it. Unless there's a trick about that, too. I learned that a while back. If you put a patent on it, okay, go put a dent in your car and put a patent on it because it's modified to its original version. I'm serious. I know it sounds retarded. It sounds crazy, but it works. My property that I live on here is patented. All right? I put a fence up. Now it's patented.
How do you patent your car?
The car, if you get the original manufacturer, owner, what you have to get from the car company, you know, from the manufacturer, and you get the original manufacturer's title, not the title from where you get the car. You want and that's when you're paying cash for the car. You have to be paying cash for the car. No liens or anything like that. You're paying for it straight.
Yeah, but you have to modify.
Okay, what if I own a car and it's in my name? How would I patent my car?
Oh, I don't know. But
you file
before
for a patent,
we
like
go into that,
you give it a name and give it a patent.
Oh, okay.
But
like
what if it's branded?
Same thing.
I have a Honda. My Honda is already patented by Honda. How could I patent my Honda?
No, that's their product line. Like I said, you had to put a dent in it. You had to modify it from its original version.
So if I ripped the branding off and painted all cool colors, I can patent it.
That's your version. Right. That's your car. Right.
And what does that do? What does that mean?
That doesn't give them authority to touch the car. They can't take it from you. You know, when they impound your vehicle, they can do that because it's theirs. You understand what I'm saying? If it's not theirs, they can't mess with how the warrant.
You're right, because it falls under copyright protection and a personal creation.
That's right.
Do you have to register the vehicle?
Now you get it. Not really, no. Well, when you register it, you're registering ownership to them, dude. Just like your birth certificate. It's registered
I don't see anything wrong with vehicle registration because it's a good – I see it as a possible – I see it like as in your VIN. It's a good way to track the cars and, you know, if they get stolen.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but you got to pay taxes every year on that car. You got to update the tags every year.
Not
you're paying
Florida.
The money for nothing.
Not
that's
Florida.
Anywhere.
Okay.
No, Florida doesn't tax you on your registration. You just pay it, and you get your tags, and that's it.
You're still paying a fee for it, man.
I paid $30 for my tags, but I mean, it's just plates.
Well, like my truck, every year it's $135 a year to re-register the tags. But
I think mine
since I own a farm. I own a farm. It's only $17.
I can't remember how many years it is here. I believe it's like four. It's a couple of years. Your tags last, I believe. I can't remember. I don't know if it's every year. I can't remember. I believe. I don't remember. But anyways,
well, mine's every year because of the size of the truck.
John and Ron, we had a music request that was like 20 minutes ago. And unfortunately, the person left, but I want them to know that we do have it, and I want to play it for them now, even though they're not here, but they can still catch it in the archives.
Okay,
so
sure.
If y'all don't mind,
ahead.
We're going to take a break for a second.
Hello?
Okay.
Freaking, you're on. Sorry about that. Sorry about the wait. I didn't see who's on the board. Sorry. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Well, what, was somebody moaning in the back?
No, you know what? It may have been they've been on hold for such a long time. That,
I probably fell asleep. Sorry about that.
You know, you just get to talking and say, it didn't sound like they were sleeping. It sounded like, you know, maybe they were talking to someone.
I'm just snoring. It's me. Don't worry. I'm not, it's not for real.
Well,
no, but that's
interesting.
Well. Talking about police abuse of their power. Can you imagine arresting people for an empty, spent cartridge on the floor of a car?
That would be a case I'd like to take to court. I'd like to see a case.
Well, didn't it happen down in, was it in Delaware or Maryland, where that guy, they raided his house and they found empty 12-gauge shells or something and they arrested him for it? Or was it, there was something like that. They found some sort of ammo cartridges and they arrested him for it. That was down there. They came in with SWAT teams. They took a SWAT team, took him, his son, out of the house. The son was in his pajamas.
Mike, you're what? On the line. It's Mike I'm speaking to, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you something.
Uh-oh.
Detroit, no. Come on now. Detroit. Now, Detroit was a powerful city at one time. It was Motown. They had the car industry and everything else. I don't blame it on the Democrats. I just blame it on just the whole system entirely. You know, with the cars, they lost.
Story just, you know.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I don't know how to put this. It's kind of a, my dad explained this to me a while back, because I always wonder, in certain areas, you see all these old houses. Like over here, you see these old houses that were from, like, the 60s. They were built in the 60s or 50s. And, you know, now they're just ghettos. And people don't, it's a low economic area. And he explained it to me in a way that, it's like people live in an area for a really long time, But then they just decide not to. People move over, they go to a different area, and a lot of the stuff doesn't get taken care of, and it's just old, and no one wants to take care of it, so then it becomes cheap, and the property depreciates value. And a lot of the stuff with Detroit, with the car industry, is just, it didn't hold up well. Something of that nature. I can't remember the whole thing, but it's about like how, you know, just some neighborhoods and properties, they just get old, and when people don't take care of things, you know.
Well, if you're in the chat room, Mike had put a link in the chat room. How Democrats killed, Democrats and unions killed Detroit. Now, see, what I had read about it earlier was because of the regentrification and because people that lived in the suburban areas and worked in the city, that they wanted to be closer to their jobs. And they brought drugs and stuff into the cities and what tore down those neighborhoods.
Also, to present day, maybe not so much. It's not, I mean, it doesn't seem like a really logistic, with the way we're able to transport and trade goods now, I mean, it's an old type of system.
Pardon me? Someone else is talking to the...
Yeah, I hear somebody else in the background.
Yes.
There was something in there. There was a study that showed when the last Republican mayor of the city was and how many of the mayors have been Democrats with all of the... Well, we're going to get into it, but all of the policies. We'll say some of the benefits policies that they've... The handouts and everything, which cost money and everything else. And guess what happened in the end? The city ran out of money. Didn't the city declare bankruptcy?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. Wasn't there something where they couldn't afford anywhere more to pay for people that were their retirement, their pensions?
Yeah, but what happened to the car industries? Remember, they took
the
unions.
They used to have Chrysler. Chrysler and GM, I believe, used to. I know Chrysler was.
Unions, I mean, companies are going to do what's the best for the company. They're not going to deal with...
Of course, they're not going to do what's best for the people, never.
Now, once people start leaving, the town's got to do something to ease up on taxes or something to keep businesses in place, but they didn't. They didn't, and they kept on...
No, instead they shut the water off.
But we're talking
bullshit.
40, 50 years ago, you know what I mean, when they had a chance to turn around before it got to that point.
Before it got to what
it is today. Look at the pictures of the place. Have you seen it?
It's devastating.
Like Iggy's mom said
collective bargaining killed Detroit. No one represented the people.
Right. Same thing in East St. Louis. They filmed that movie Escape from New York in East St. Louis, and that's the actual city. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I know
that's
a lot of
bad.
The
Yeah, people always say, like, oh, look at all the poor people struggling overseas in Africa, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of Detroit right now on the monitor. I mean, it looks the same. It doesn't look any different.
John, excuse me, sweetheart. Excuse me, Mike, for a moment. John, you too close to your... I'm sorry, George. You're too close to your speakers or something because you can hear
the echo.
Echo. Thank you.
Oh.
Now, could you turn it off while you're talking?
I had my studio microphone thing plugged in. It was probably interfering with the phone.
Yes. Thank you.
What I'm saying is that, like, I'm looking at pictures of Detroit right now on my monitor, and it's, you know, it looks the same as, like, a third world country almost.
It looks like most cities doing in America nowadays almost with regentrification and everything else. They're killing the cities. You know, they're building them up so that the people that do live there that are poor.
Well, everything's cheap there, so that's why poor people live there. It's because, I mean, all the property's garbage and ruined, so you can afford it because no one wants it.
No, that's not why they're there. They're there because they can't afford to get out of there. That's the problem.
See, that too. I mean, that's the only thing they can afford is junky property. I mean, they can't move. I mean, that's all they have. They're poor.
But there again, like the water issue, them shutting the water off. You have to figure, these people are paying $100 to $150 a month for water. That's bullshit. Seriously, it's bullshit. The city wants all the money to get snatched and steal from you, and that's what they do. That's what, like, you know, around here, I don't have city water. I don't even have electric here. So, I mean, I don't deal with none of that shit. But all the people here have to pay $150, $200 deposit on their water. You know, that's insane. Matter of fact, we had a piece of property. It was in a, I guess kind of a subdivision thing, whatever you call it. They had a homeowner association which controlled the water system in this area, okay? Well, I paid $150 deposit on the meter. That's what they told me. That's what the information said. Okay, well, I flipped this house over. We lived there for about a month or two. I couldn't stand the place. I didn't like it. They're telling me how to take care of my yard, what I could and couldn't have in my driveway. What kind of county shit is this, you know? So I owned it outright. I paid cash for that property. So I put it up for sale, and a guy came out of Texas and bought it from me right there on the spot. Okay, so no problems. It's so cheap. Well, anyway, I was waiting to get my deposit back for the meter. Well, they never gave it to me. So I went to their office, and they said, well, we don't write checks until Monday. I said, okay, well, we'll send it to you. I said, no, I'll pick it up. The lady's being a real bitch, all right? So the next Monday came up, I showed up there, and they handed me a check for $22. I said, there's a mistake here. My bill is paid up, and I have $150 coming right about it. Well, we have a charge for disconnection fee, blah, 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 this fee, that fee, that fee. Fine. I said, keep the check. I don't even want it. Go buy yourself a beer on me, all right? So I got a hold of a buddy of mine, the plumber. I said, hey, I need your T-handle because I'll pull a meter. So I went back to the property, and I took the meter out. Took the meter. It belongs to me. I paid deposit on it. It belongs to me. That's why I look at it. So we're out at my new place, and a deputy sheriff pulls up my place, and I knew him, and he goes, Ron, what are you doing? I said, nothing much, Mike. How's it going? He goes, the people in the place you used to live at has filed a complaint against you for stealing a water meter. I said, I didn't steal shit. I took it. He goes, you can't do that, man. I said, oh, yes, I can. Here's the paperwork. It shows right here. $150 deposit with a receipt for a meter. So since they didn't give me my money back, I took the meter. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, Ron. Someone has a television on in the background. Hear it?
I don't hear it. I don't hear it.
Yeah, I hear it. Whoever has their television on, could you please turn it down or mute your phone?
My TV says not even on. So
yeah, I've been muted.
Well, I mean, I said whoever. I don't know who it is. I didn't go through the line to check. So I'm just asking people, you know, if they could do it themselves. You know, whoever it is, you know, if you have your television on, could you please, you know, either turn your television down or
did it quiet
mute
out?
Yourself.
Did it go away? I don't think
I hear it now. No, I don't hear it. Okay, Iggy said yes, it's gone. And thank you, Iggy, for pointing that out to me.
Well, anyway,
thank you, gentlemen.
Time,
and I put a link in the chat room. Oh, okay, I put a link in the chat room. And the UN has the Water for Life, and it's the right to water. So that's the reason why they're going to the UN for about the water issue, is Resolution 64/292. And, yes, someone's television is still on.
You'd have to go one by one and mute them one by one to see which one disappears.
Yeah.
We'll see if that did it. I don't hear it.
Yeah,
I don't
hear
it
now.
I don't hear it either.
Yeah, I don't hear it now. But I was hearing it before. See, you can hear it
anyway,
now.
Anyway, I got a question. If you want to go to overtime, I personally don't.
I
if you
don't
want to
really
answer.
Tonight myself. No, I
right.
really don't. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, I got a load of work to do in the morning. I mean, a load of it. Jesus, man.
No, real.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I'm gonna say is, well, thank y'all for coming.
Okay.
Okay. And we should see y'all tomorrow night. Have a great night, y'all, and thank you for coming to the Ron Rex Show.
Absolutely. Glad to see y'all. Stay safe and stay away from the police. And have a good night.
Are we closing it right now?
Yes.
Yep.
We're going.
All right.
We have 6 minutes. I'm going to play a song and we'll be out.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow night,
okay,
guys.
So
we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Y'all.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. You
night.
Too.
Be careful.
Night. Night. Goodbye.
Jar, see you, bro. Gunslinger. Everybody. We'll be right back.
That's all, folks.